Hello, welcome to episode 2 of Widnes Rugby Chat with me, James Gordon. Just a quick one before we get going on this episode. Thanks to everyone for your positive comments on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It was great to receive that positive. I'd love to get some ideas of what everyone wants to see. Most important thing is, I guess, that people watch them. I know a few people have asked if I can release this as a podcast, and I'm hoping that probably by the time you're listening or watching this, you may. The podcast may be already out in terms of that'll just be an audio only podcast, and I'll try and weave in some snippets. Of course, the day after the first video was released, Widnes announced the appointment of Kieran Pirtle as the club's new head coach. We'll have some. I've spoken to Kieran this week, and there's a little bit of an interview with him. Sadly, he's not sat with me filming this live, but there's a little bit of an interview with him that will come later on in this show. We'll also talk a little bit about the first press conference really that Kieran held and how that went and my impressions of that. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put me on with Kieran Pirtle first. You can listen to what he had to say when I spoke to him.
Yeah, it's been really good. Probably been a hectic few couple of days. Getting to know everyone, trying to remember everyone's names. But from a rugby point of view, it's an exciting challenge. I think there's lots of positives at the club, and I'm really looking forward to the players coming back in next week.
You mentioned the players. So is that them all back next Monday, I guess, for the start of pre-season?
Yeah, it's the majority of them back on Monday. There's one or two still not here yet, and obviously we've got a couple of guys getting over injuries, but over the next couple of weeks we'll have everyone back in and start gelling together as a squad, and hopefully maybe still adding a few more faces to that squad as well.
Obviously a lot of academy players in the squad this season. Do you know much about many of those players? Have you seen any of them previously? Haven't been exposed to the first team?
There's quite a few names. What have popped up over the year. I've been watching a few clips of those, and I'm really excited by some of the things I've seen. And obviously with Phil Finney there, he's tipping me up on the guys underneath. I'll take my time to get to know the under-19s as well, but I think there's some fantastic young players here with lots of talent.
In terms of I'm sure the fans want to know what sort of style of rugby you want to play. Do you have a set style, or is it very much adapting to what players you've got?
It's a bit adaptive to the players we've got. Obviously, you've got to find a style that suits your players. But I like to pass the ball. It's probably something the players will hear me say a lot. If it passes on, let's make sure we pass it. But we've got to be hard-nosed in that, and we've got to be adaptable as well. You can't play an exciting brand throwing the ball around all the time. You got some to barrel away in February, and it's heavy pitch and it's raining. You've got to be adaptable, and that's one of our challenges, to make sure we just adapt to each game, but also find an identity that suits us as well as a playing style.
When did you know you were going to make the move to Widnes? When did you sort of make your mind up?
Basically, last Wednesday. I'd been away on holiday for 2 weeks. When I came back on the Sunday, Phil had made contact, and I went over and had a chat to him. It was a tough decision. Obviously, I live in Lee, and it's been close, to my heart. I played at the club, but I think the positives that Phil sold to me and the vision and what I can see can be achieved at this club was probably the deciding factor in making my decision.
And you've got experience in your career working with younger players, so that must be an attraction as well.
Yeah, it is. Just the mindset of young players and the improvement that those players can get by being coached and given time and spending time with them as well. But that's an important job of the senior players. They're not here just to be senior players. Part of their role is to help get these young players along the pathway and teach them the rights and the wrongs and the ins and outs of the game. So yeah, it's really exciting to have the not just the under-19s but the amount of young players in the squad as well.
And we mentioned in the press conference about Anthony Gellin, so you're still confident that he's going to come over and he'll be one of those, I guess, senior players now that'll hopefully rub off on the young players?
Yeah, very confident he's coming over. He's an exciting talent. He's been around the game both here and over in Australia. His attacking skills are fantastic, and he'll be a real threat. And what a great person to learn off. If you're a young centre or an outside back, to have those types of people to learn off, and that can only be good for your future.
Looking at the squad, is there any sort of positions particularly that you feel like you may need to look at bringing players in?
Yeah, there's one or two. We've looked in, and obviously we're in discussions at the moment with one or two players. But I think within the squad, it's fair to give people an opportunity as well. obviously as the weeks go by and the more I see people, then them opinions might change, you know, whether that's good or bad. You know, there'll be people come to the front and maybe people step back a little bit, but the squad will be assessed continually all season. If we feel there's an opportunity to bring someone in that can better the squad, then we'll look at it.
And I guess you'll be looking for Lee in the when the fixtures come out.
Yeah, it'll be one of the first fixtures I look for. I think that and whichever team win, you know, the first home fixture. I'm really looking forward to the first home fixture. To getting the new team out there, getting in front of the fans, and you know, getting their support on board as well. I'm really excited by that.
You can watch, of course, the full press conference with Kieran Pirtle on the club's social media channels. I asked a few questions in the press conference, particularly about Anthony Gelling. The club seemed confident that he's coming over. I think I've been fairly public with my scepticism over whether he will appear, and sort of I think the lack of Stonewall confirmation from the club has been a bit telling. But by the sounds of what I was told earlier in the week, it's all in hand. They're just sorting the logistics, the visa, the paperwork. I know his partner's expecting their first child, so obviously there's a few issues there to iron out. So fingers crossed, I guess, for next season, because I think Gelling will provide Widnes a real boost on and off the pitch, really, because he's the sort of character that I think the club needs. He'll get out there with the fans, and I think we talk a lot about the disconnect between the club and the fans at the moment, and I think Gelling could be the sort of character to address that. My impressions of Pirtle were very good. I've only spoken to him a couple of times previous. I think I was actually at the game, his first game as Lee coach last year, which they lost to Halifax. So I don't know him, particularly, but I think I was very impressed really by how he spoke and how he answered the questions, and both in my interview and the press conference. And I think he's a bit like a wants to get his head down type sort of guy. So I think it as I said in the video in episode one, I think that actually appointing a coach was a big move for the club. They needed to get it over and done with, and I'm glad that they managed to sort it out. One point that has been made by people is the recruitment. So a lot of players and a lot of contracts is being handed out prior to the coaching appointment. There was a discussion whether, how long has Pirtle sort of been lined up, and apparently he only agreed last Wednesday before they announced. So that was the day before they announced it, pretty much. So I think he'd been on holiday and he'd made the decision on the Sunday. As a Lee lad, he probably was holding out some hope that maybe something had happened at Lee, but Lee's loss is sort of witness's gain now. So generally impressed. I think it's a tough job, I guess, for him to come in and get to know effectively. I mean, he knows Liam Hood and Harrison Hansen from last year, but pretty much all the other players he'll never have worked with them before. So that'll be a little bit of a learning curve. And I know he's leaning on Phil Finney quite a bit at the moment. So Phil has moved up into this performance director role, and I've seen a few comments. I don't think that's actually a bad move by Widnes, because Phil's been sort of the driving force behind the growth of the academy for the past 8 or 9 years, and he knows the players that, he knows a large majority of the first team squad better than anyone, having seen them up through the academy. So it'll be interesting how that dynamic works, because Phil Finney's got to communicate with Kieran, he's got to teach him a bit about the players that, until he can learn stuff himself. It sounds like recruitment wise, they were a little on the fence, I felt. I asked the question, what's happening with the squad, and you sort of got the generic answer of they're always looking to add to the squad. So it'd be interesting to see if there is any movement. I sort of tried to see if they'd say any names, but it doesn't sound like there's anything really bubbling along at the moment, or certainly not anything worth mentioning. And there was the QLT rumours, of course, that are now quashed because he's gone to Halifax. Jack Owens is one that I've heard from a decent source. I think he would be a fair addition. I thought he was very poor in his last few months at Widnes, but I think he had some issues off the field, and I think for a championship player, with the experience he's got under his belt, I think he would be a fair addition. I'll probably do an episode actually of five players that I'd maybe sign, so I won't spoil it with any more suggestions from me. I guess the wait at the moment is just waiting to see what happens with Gelling, to see whether he comes over. We may know by now the future of Chris Nanninu. I know Kieran was saying he was speaking on Wednesday, it's Thursday now, so it'll be interesting to see where he pitches up. So, you know, waiting on Nanninu, waiting on Gelling, maybe we'll see where things are at after then. I think people are probably disappointed about the recruitment so far and sort of the lack of it. Only two pro players really signed up, but I think there's a little bit of a worry about, you know, you don't want to overspend maybe because the central funding goes down the year after. So if you're lumbered with multi-year contracts, and ultimately players want to sign multi-year contracts, it can come to bite you in the backside the year after, and we've seen that happen at Lee and Featherstone last year, so I'm sure Widnes are trying to avoid that. But certainly I think recruitment, there needs to be some before the start of the season. But generally he was encouraged by Kieran's comments and what he had to say, and it's certainly a far cry from a Francis Cummins press conference, that's for sure. So you know, Kieran knows that he knows the Championship. He, you know, he's impressed by the club and the heritage of the club and the facilities, and he knows he's got a job to do. They seem to be confident. I mean, Hep Kale was there as well. They seem to be confident that they can push for Super League. I know there's a lot of people who are maybe sceptical about the squad, and you know, I may be even one of those, but I think they're only maybe a few signings away from being able to be competitive, and let's remember that if you get them top five playoffs, it then comes down to who can be better on a one-off game. So I think competing with Toronto for players and for money is probably not the best way to go. You've just got to figure out a way of beating them over 80 minutes at the end of the season, and that's something that Kieran didn't manage to do at Lee last year, but I had a bit of a joke with him and said hopefully he managed it this year. So hopefully Canada maybe as well, where I'll hopefully be able to do one of these videos. So thanks for watching, thanks for listening. Like, share, comment on all the platforms. Get me on Twitter. Let me know what you wanna see and what you wanna hear. And hopefully, yeah, I can do some bits and bobs that people want to see. We're happy to have guests here. I'm trying to fix some guests up at the moment. Fixtures are out next week as well, so have a little bit of a reaction to the fixtures as well. So thanks for watching, and I'll speak soon.